for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, September the 2nd, 1993. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Thanksgiving. Yea, with a reverent mind and heart, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, thou hast come up to the Lord, and the Lord doth call thee again. Yea, and I challenge you over and over, saith the Lord. Yea, to come up to Zion, where you can see eye to eye. Yea, and where you will know as you are known, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, it is a long ways from the beginning to this position, saith the Lord. And I am glad that my people have purposed in their heart. We will worship the Lord. I ask you now, I call you now, to come out of the darkness of tradition, yea, out of the midst of the unbelief of humanity, yea, and come to God, who is the Father of all of you, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, come, for the waters are troubled, yea, and the healing virtue of Jesus is flowing freely through the body of Christ this night, saith the Lord. For you are in the midst of God, and God is in the midst of thee. Yea, even now doth the Shekinah realm of his glory overshadow this camp, saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt be blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed again. Yea, because thou hast made an effort to present thyself before the presence of the Almighty. Yea, your ears shall hear many things. Yea, your heart shall burn within you. Yea, for the word of the Lord shall be presented. Yea, and the person of the Lord shall be presented to thee. And thou shalt know of the truth that you have been in the presence of your God. Yea, and you are a blessed people. I tell you now, I challenge you to come up, for I have sent out a covenant. Yea, with my people, saith the Lord. And I ask you to covenant with me, but the Lord would say that you cannot covet with me except you come with commitment, saith the Lord. I am asking you, I am demanding a commitment from you that you within yourself will not be able to meet. Yea, so thou must lean heavily upon the Spirit of the Almighty, and thou shalt surely be an overcomer. Thou shalt come up higher and higher, yea, and thou shalt live and not die. For the Lord of glory shall anoint thee, yea, daily with a fresh anointing. Yea, and thou shalt know that you're in the presence of God. I'm talking about a secret place, yea. It is secret to those that know me not. Yea, it is foreign to those that have not walked with me. Yea, but my people that are called by my name, that have humbled themselves, yea, and prayed, yea, and have repented of their pernicious ways, yea, thou dost know what I talk about, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, therefore, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to work through you, in you. Yea, I tell you, I will fine-tune a people in the land, saith the Lord. Yea, that shall have sensitive ears to my voice, yea. And the only response they know will be, I come, Lord. Yes, for the Lord thou God shall bring thee line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there, until at last you can stand in the fullness of him who had called you into this marvelous walk, saith the Lord. Yea, think it not a strange thing that the Lord would say these lofty things to you, for I have many more to say, saith the Lord. Yea, yea. And there is much Lord, that you do not know, yes, at this hour. Yes. Yea, but I tell you now that I am beginning the unveiling. I am going to accelerate the unveiling of myself in your midst, saith the Lord. And you shall know that you're blessed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, mighty is the Lord.
To those of you who are not acquainted with all of us here, Brother Golden, come here a minute. So they saw you playing that violin up there a while ago. He brings that for me all the way from Belize. No, he boils it while he's here and brings it out here so he can play it for me. Come on over here. We've known the Goldens for what? 20, almost 30, right at 30 years.
Right at
30 years we've known them. And we didn't start helping them financially until, maybe 20 years ago or something like that. And it's been a privilege and a joy to be a part of their ministry and beliefs of these many, many years. The Lord is blessing them. And the Lord ministers through Brother Golden and through Merlene. And those of you who were here at noon, you heard the rat story. And it really is an amazing story how the Lord supplied them finances through three rats. And the thing was that there wasn't any teeth marks in those $20 bills. And the Lord brought through three different rats. He bought finances when they were in hard straits. And there wasn't even a tooth mark in those brand new $20 bills that turned up in the middle of Belize where they really, something like that, really didn't belong. But the Lord supplied. You know, it's just like Elijah. Well, he got meat in the back at the stream in the wilderness. Well, there's no difference, all the same. And Brother Golden will be ministering for us Sunday morning. And you will be blessed and blessed and blessed as he ministers. Amen. Brother Walder, where did you go? Come here, Dee Dee. I'll say she can preach. That's not the word for it. She is a preacher. She is. Amen. And I'm serious. When the anointing of the Lord rests on this woman, the glory of the Lord comes down. And the anointing does rest on her. And they've been coming here and ministering now for what, about 3 years? Something like that. And we appreciate the ministry that the Lord has given to Walter and to Dee and to their daughter now. She is becoming a minister of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is moving on her. Say hello to all these here folks that don't know who you are.
Hello. we're thankful to the Lord to be here. And, of course, we've come to love this camp and to love the Millers very much. And I don't know about you, but I sense such a sweet presence of the Lord. And there's just an expectancy in my heart of what God is going to do. And I guarantee you that if you keep your heart open for expectancy, you'll be surprised at what God will do. He loves to far outdo what we ever thought he would do. And so I am just expecting. I'm like Sister Irma, I've come for God to change whatever needs to be changed. But I know that I want to go away from here different than I came. Whatever God needs to do, God do it. But we're excited about the doing. And I'm excited that there's so many of you that are here. I'm like Brother Glenn, rejoicing and having a wonderful time in God. But so let's enjoy Jesus together. I saw a sign the other day, and I'm sure you've seen them too, that says, celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Brother Tommy Cook has been ministering here for 10 years or so, something like that. And he and his sweet wife come and grace us with their presence. And Brother Tommy, come on up here and say hello to these here dear people.
Amen.
The ministry here at the campground, you will find, if you haven't heard, you will find, or you probably have heard, that we're demon chasers. That we are. But also you will find that here at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, you will find the ministry of the gospel.
Amen.
You will find the prophet. You will
Amen.
Find the teacher.
Amen.
You will find the evangelist and the apostle.
Amen.
Ministering here the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a place, regardless of what you've heard, you will find that the full orb ministry of the word of the Lord is brought forth here from this pulpit and from this place. And as you come here and leave this place, you will find that you have been taught and taught and taught. And then you have been asked to put to work what you have received when you go home. Because if you don't, you've wasted your time. Because, you know, the Lord sends you here. You have a problem, maybe. And the Lord sends you here because you need some help. But he didn't send, he sent you here, that's how he got you here. Mm-hmm. Now after you've gotten here and you get some help, the purpose is to send you forth.
Amen.
To do what you've learned.
Amen.
Brother
Amen.
Tommy?
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Glenn. You know, many times people ask me, what Bible college would you recommend? And I usually tell them, well, get on the fivefold ministry. That's the best I know. And so here at Lake Hamilton, I think it's a good Bible college here. They supply apostles and prophets and teachers, shepherds and evangelists. And I think it's the only place I know in the country where that's really happening on a large scale. So I thank God for this place. You know, David said the Lord was going to anoint him with a fresh anointing, fresh oil. I mean, no, we need a freshness today. And I believe God wants to anoint us and give us some fresh oil in this meeting. And my heart is open to the Holy Ghost. How about you? And I want to hear what God's saying through everybody, whoever God wants to use. I'm open. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Well, I was going to ask Carol to come up here, but I guess Jack's... Come on. Pronto. These two, three minister in song. But they actually minister in word, especially this pretty gal here. Amen. The anointing of the Lord flows through her. She has a ministry of teaching and preaching and deliverance and the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
What am I supposed to do?
Say hi.
You never know as a minister when you come here what you're going to do. You never know. But I'm just excited about what God's doing too. And I join with Dee Dee and Tommy and I just say, I am looking for changes in my life. I'm hungry for more of God.
Amen.
And I believe that hunger of the Holy Spirit is really a gift in this last day from God. It's something we shouldn't take lightly. And if you have a hunger for more of God, then you press in with everything you have. Say, and just like old Jacob wrestling with the angel, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Hallelujah. Sometimes
yes,
we need
hallelujah.
To wrestle, don't we? But I'm here to tell you, God has a blessing for us. And He's got a word for us this weekend. And I just encourage you to relax and enjoy yourself. Just if you get tired and weary, just ask the Lord to give you some new strength. Amen. That's what we have to do. And you know He's faithful to do it. Amen.
Yeah. I want to say something real quick before we get on with the program. But you know, for the new people that are here, you know, I've gone through a lot of the religious format. You know, I was born in a small church and born again in a small church and grew through that and saw that church grow to 5,000 people. And I've been there, I was there for 21 years and went everything that the charismatic movement had to offer and every speaker in the country had come through there. And, you know, but my wife and I were sitting in that ministry and nothing, no reflection on a ministry is a reflection on ourselves, but we held prisoners in the promised land. See, there are areas in our life that we needed freedom from. We were bound. I mean, here's a gal who was raised in a full gospel church most of her life, and she's 31 years old and dying, not only physically, but spiritually.
Yes.
And something was wrong, and we needed help. And God showed up one day, and He began to change us from the inside out. He had to break us down first. How many have been through that before? Some of you might be there right now, but God broke us down and began to move us into a new turf, and new revelations, and new revealing Himself in a new way. But I want to say something real quick, what I really have on my heart is that one time we were here, and it was an afternoon session, I think, and one of the controversies came up about curses. I mean, one of the ministers was trying to pray for someone for curses to be released off of them, and he got into a theological discussion over it. Now, how many know that the enemy is master in deceit? See, he's a master that you, so you won't get deliverance for what you really need. See, and I saw that irritation in that man, and he left this building, and he took four other guys with him. They went back home, but see, I knew the Holy Spirit said all five of them were full of perversion, and they needed help. What they were arguing about had nothing to do with what they needed. See, they needed something else, and they got sidetracked by an issue. See, so how many have eaten chicken before?
Yeah.
Have you eaten chicken before? Eat the meat and spit out the bones. See, simple as that. Be mature. Receive what God has for you if you got questions, but don't get all upset about it. Just set aside on the shelf and let God show it to you. Amen? So settle in, relax, and let God minister to you. Deanna.
Were you going to say hello or goodbye? This is Deanna, and she's their helper and prayer warrior. And we appreciate her coming and being here to help us pray and help us work. Say hello.
Amen. I tell you, I was looking at all these preachers and all this firepower, and I thought, well, this is Satellite Tulsa here. I'll tell you. So, I would encourage you to give them a good workout and praying while you're here. But I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our ministry and what he's doing in our life personally. And what I feel the Lord is speaking to me personally is a revelation of the love of God that he has for people. And not only that, but a revelation of the love of God and what he wants to do in our life. And to bring back the respect of the Holy Spirit and the respect of the glory of God in the churches today. I feel revival will not come unless we start honoring and respecting the anointing and carry those holy things and guard them with the reverence of God. And I feel that when we do that, I believe that the glory of God can roll in where it says that I saw the Lord high and lifted up and his train filled the temple. And I'm looking for that time that healing will just come down on us. And I believe it can come in this camp meeting. I believe the Holy Spirit can just flow. I believe that prophecy can come forth and healing can come forth. Because the word says there's healing in his wings. And I'm looking for healing and some answers. And if we've had delayed prayer in our lives, if there hasn't been answers to things that we've been praying for years and years and years, I'm expecting to know why. And I want some answers and I want them now. And I want to pray for some deliverance now. Don't you? Amen. And Jack was talking about curses and, you know, even the name curses. And to be real honest with you, our ministry goes into several denominations. We go into Methodist. We go into Mennonite. We've been into assembly of non-spirit-filled churches, and we're really well-received. But you just change the terminology. Instead of saying a curse, you say a consequence. If you do this, you're going to suffer the consequence. And you can understand that. Can't you understand that? Isn't that digestible? So what we want to do is, now you've come to a deliverance camp, and so you might see some wild and crazy things, but hang on and get prayed through. Amen?
Amen. Well, amen. Well, we're going to get Brother Harris up here in a minute. But Colonel Speed Wilson's got to come and say hello to you. Colonel Speed is not a preacher. He's not a what? What shall I say? He is a teacher. And he fills the place of a teacher. And he teaches things that the body of Christ needs to have an understanding of, which most of the body of Christ has no knowledge, whatever, of the things that the Lord has revealed and shown to Colonel Speed Wilson because of the places that the Lord has placed him in, that he has been able to see firsthand and have knowledge that most of us never have an opportunity to be or understand. And the Lord's given him that understanding and then that ability to turn around and give it unto us so that we know the hour and the time and the day that we live in. Now, he's a little bit taller than me. And Jack is also a little taller than me.
Who isn't? Irma is a little bit taller, right. I was thinking a while ago when Irma was saying that the men would be down here getting the word on deliverance and the ladies would be upstairs praying for their deliverance. Reminded me of what the account says, that women's faults are quite a few, but we men have only two. It's everything we say and everything we do. all the women are nodding their head. They all believe that. Yeah. Well, I spent 31 years in the Marines. I was in combat for 13 months in World War II and 13 months in the Korean operation and 13 months in Vietnam. And I didn't know the Lord in World War II or Korea. I was shot down three times in World War II down in the South Pacific and then one more time shot down in night fighters and all weather operations in Korea. And then, of course, Vietnam came along, and I was senior enough to hide behind lines and didn't have to get shot at too often. But it was an interesting experience. But I met the Lord in 1958 out in Japan and was baptized in the Holy Spirit about a month later. And gave him hunger for the word, and I read the Bible completely through in two different translations. And the New Testament, I don't know how many times I read it through. Then came back and found a lot of things being taught that just didn't shape up with the word of God. Because I'd been a member of the Episcopal Church, and, you know, you're pretty well free of doctrine there. Everything is tradition. And so I didn't have any preconceived ideas. And, of course, I began to recognize in 1967 by events that were occurring, some had already occurred, but the return of the city of Jerusalem to the nation Israel fulfilled Luke 21:24. And then reading it in its context, I was in Washington at that time and doing a lot of work over in the Pentagon, which we affectionately know as Fort Fumble, and or Disneyland East. And I began to share, and many things go. And I really believe that if you're faithful with the little the Lord gives you, He begins to multiply it. And so Saturday morning, the Lord, first thing the Lord said when what would be the sign of your coming, He said, let no man deceive you by any means. So you got to watch the men. The women are all right. But the women won't deceive you. And anybody believe that? Oh, I feel the witness. But and there would be many false Christs and many false prophets. So that's certainly a sign of the times. And we certainly have those. So Saturday morning we'll talk about a multitude of false doctrines that have absolutely no basis in Scripture. And then Saturday night we'll talk about the New World Order and the fact that it is not new. So that you'll be understanding why things have happened the way they have, why they're happening the way they are now, and how they have it planned for the future. But I am convinced that God's plan is going to work.
Colonel Wilson is America's most decorated soldier of three wars. Marine, he's a soldier. That's still a soldier. A Marine is still a soldier. Amen. And Brother Jack Harris, and ask him to come and conclude the service this evening. And when he finishes and says amen tonight, why, unless Bill feels to come and sing a chorus to close with, whatever, why, you will be dismissed at that time, and we'll see you in the morning for prayer meeting. Brother Jack Harris is America's most decorated soldier of World War II. There's no other soldier that carries the decorations that this man carries. We got to turn you on here. Well, Brother Harris resides down in a little place called Beckville, Texas. He comes from a long line of Texas ranchers, he and Speedboat. And so that they're Texans, deep in the heart of Texas is deep in their hearts. But Jesus is deeper, is deeper. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I guess that, Simone, where you were, I appreciate all these remarks about the men and the ladies. I heard somebody say just recently that men were like parking spaces. All the good ones are taken. Well, Irma mentioned my storm shelter. You know, a few years ago when Russia was about to, was threatening us, and everybody was real nervous, and so the people got into business, started doing storm shelters or fallout shelters in backyards. And a guy come to several of my neighbors had one built. My brother-in-law even had one built. And a guy come by my house, he signed sale one. He said, I'd like to bid you a fallout shelter. And I said, well, I don't think I'm interested. Well, I said, you know about a milk? I said, yeah, my brother-in-law's got one. And neighbor down here's got one. And I know several. I said, well, I said, hey, said, what day is built out there? I said, and I said, well, I don't really know. He said, well, the reason I ask you, some of them's built out of cement and insulation and enforced with steel rod, and then a 3x3/8 inch solid steel casing around it. And he said, the problem with that one is that water will seep through it. Now, I've built mine out of, well, I had told him when the start, I said, I didn't need a filter. I already had one. Then he asked me, what's it built out of? Well, I let him tell me. He said then his was built out of, I forget now what all, but it was, in his opinion, it was far superior to the other one. And then he asked me, he said, what's yours built out of? And I said, feathers. Hallelujah. Well, faith. I'm not the kind of guy that would just run in a hole like a rabbit. If something happened, then I mean, the best you could do was survive another, what, 72 hours perhaps in one of those, and then what would you come out to? I mean, there's no, the only protection there is in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, praise the Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, may Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then had the waters gone over us, and the proud waters had gone over our souls. Thanks be to God, He didn't give us a creed of their peace. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help cometh from the Lord, made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And if that's where our hope is tonight, well, we're on good ground. Praise the Lord. There is no safety anywhere else. Say the world's in a solid, chaotic condition, turmoil everywhere, and nobody knows what to do about it. It is believed by most of the bigger, better minds that nothing can ever be done until they bring everything to a central point and have one world leader. I'm inclined to agree with that assessment. I don't agree with them. I believe that that's the first time there'll be peace on the earth, but it's when our blessed Lord will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And He'll. And now the thing for us to do now is to prepare for being ready to reign with Him when that time comes. And I think that all Bible scholars, by and large, are agreed that it is near, very near. Oh, I suppose there'll be more things that would transpire within the next 7 years. I don't say that as a finale. Seven, but within the next 7 years, it'll probably be more things transpired than we ever dreamed of. Perhaps more than has transpired in the last 40 or 50 years. Everything is changing. Everything is moving. And God is not being left behind. I tell you, he's in good control of everything that is happening. I shall eternally be grateful to the Lord for the way that He has led me these many years. I often say that I'm a come out of the come outers. Hallelujah. And I had no ulterior motives ever. All I ever wanted was to walk with God. And that's all I want now, is just to walk with God. And I have no other motive, that's it. And I have, my hope is, let me tell you what my hope is. I have a blessed hope, and my hope is that I'll walk into life. Say, it wasn't long after I had come to know the Lord that the Lord began to deal with me, and I began to question some well-versed doctrine that I was three generations deep already in. I mean, you know, my grandmother, my mother, and I was third generation, and I had no help, you might well know, and so just whatever the Lord revealed to me, and I studied the Word, and I found out that a lot of things actually had no scriptural basis, and I wondered about that. I'd ask somebody about it, and they'd kind of brush me off, you know, and they didn't know the answer, but they wouldn't say that. And, hey, what makes it so hard to say, I don't know? It seems difficult. Some people just say, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Say, I never got in all of my come out, I never got involved in any, I never got in any argument, no heated nothing. I just stated my belief and gave scripture for it and didn't stay around to argue. God, that's the way God did it. Instead, in the beginning, God created, and he just kept on going. He didn't stop to see if anybody wanted to argue about it. His work speaks for itself, doesn't it? Say, let me tell you this, and then I'll get into the lesson. About 38 years ago, I had been called into ministry and had been in ministry for all some time, a couple of years or better, and a little longer than that, I suppose. And I preached some revivals and I'd done a lot of ministry. And was, at that time, preaching, had a radio broadcast on Sunday afternoon, and you had to go and do it in person, you know. And the church where I'm at now, they got without a pastor, and they elected him then. And so somebody entered my name along with half a dozen other preachers, and so they elected me, and without my consent or anything, they just did it. And then they come sent the word over to me at the radio station, told me what they'd done. I don't want a pastor, but come go with me tonight, Sunday night, and you can preach for us and you can talk to people. So I did, and I told people, I appreciate the confidence and the whole, but I don't want a pastor. And my plans at that time was to be kind of a gentleman preacher. Well, I don't know if you know what that term is. But I was just going to preach when I wanted to. Yeah, and do it without any being too obligated. No, I didn't want to make too much commitment, you know. And I wanted to hold my commitment to a minimal here. It's kind of like this story of the pig and the chicken going down the road together and seeing the sign, ham and eggs for breakfast. And the chicken said, let's go buy them.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.